Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Halacha, we're up to Simen Yud, Sif Dalet. And we're talking about the mitzvah of tefillin. We're talking about how to put it on and where to put it on. Now we're going to talk about the details of putting it on. Menicha is a tefillin ma'umid, a person puts on their tefillin standing. Now, when usually tefillin is in a bag, and the bag, sometimes a person can just take a bag and just shake out whatever's, shake the bag, and whatever is the contents of the bag falls out. So let's say he holds it over a table and he shakes out the bag. That would be a bezoyin for the tefillin. It would not be bekavadik for a tefillin to do that. So therefore, lo yina'er sa tefillin minatik. He should not shake the bag that he has the tefillin in to shake out the tefillin out of the bag. Mishum b'zeh mitzvah, because that's a bezoyin to the mitzvah of tefillin. El yikachem biyada, he should take them. He should reach in with his hand to actually take them out of the bag with his hand. Yemeich tefillin minich tchila shalyad. The first one that he puts on is a shalyad and a shalroish. He puts first on the one of the shalyad. Ve'koydim shemihadik es hakesher. And the way that the shalyad works is that there's a long ritzua and that it goes through a loop, right? So you tighten it, and that tightens down the knot. So before he tightens the knot, mevarich, we have to make brachas on mitzvahs over lasiyasam. So therefore, this is how he does it before he does the mitzvah. Right before he tightens the knot, he's ready, everything's up there, and he's ready to pull, and that's when he makes the bracha. Mevarich, he makes the bracha, loniach tefillin, to put on tefillin. Now, in lehoniach tefillin is a hey bekametz v'alamed shel tefillin degusha, right? So he has to, you should say lehoniach, because the hey is with a kametz, and tefillin to stress the lamed, because that has a dagish in it. If you see there's a dot in the middle of the word tefillin, that of the lamed of the word tefillin, showing that it has an extra stress on it. Umahadik is a kesher, and then he pulls the ritzua to tighten the knot. V'oisa sheva kriches al yoda, and he makes seven wrappings around his arm, so he tightens the knot, and then he goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 around his hand. And I've heard said over that it's kedai to have in mind. Now, at that point, the person is not allowed to make a hefsek, not allowed to speak out with your mouth, but it's kedai to have in mind as you're doing the seven kriches, that it's because we're signifying with our tefillin that we attach ourselves, we tie ourselves to the Eibishter. Therefore, as you're tying these around, you say, you say, the pasuk of Ve'atem hadvekim Hashem elekechem chaim kulchem hayoy. That's seven words. Ve'atem hadvekim Hashem elekechem chaim kulchem hayoy. So as you're going around, you think it in your mind. Ve'atem hadvekim Hashem elekechem chaim kulchem hayoy. That's how you count seven times around your arm, and it also has in mind that we know that we're attaching ourselves to Hashem. I heard it said over from the Shin of Rav. So now there is a suffix here if the tefillin of the shalyad and the tefillin of shalroish are two separate mitzvahs or they're one mitzvah. And if they're two separate mitzvahs, then each one gets their own bracha. And there's a space that you can have in between the two as you're putting them on because it's two separate mitzvahs. But if it's one mitzvah, then the bracha of the shalyad really goes on the shalresh. So therefore, you don't really have any time. That's why you're not supposed to be mafsik. Well, as putting on the shalyad, making the seven times around the arm, you do that, but you don't make any hafsik. That's why I said you just have it in mind. But also, the shalresh, it needs to be right away, right? The takeif. That's why it says over here. Put on the shalresh right away. However, it's a suffix. It might be two separate mitzvahs, so therefore it needs a separate bracha. So min ha-safik, you say mevarach al mitzvahs tefillin. You say havav bepasach al mitzvahs tefillin. Umahadik al roishoy, and he attaches it to his head. But Omer, as soon as he attaches it to head, Baruch Hashem kved machus aleinu vaad. Because it might be that that was not the right thing to make a separate bracha. Therefore, you say Baruch Hashem kved machus right away. So put it, you hold it right in the right spot as you're about to put it on. Baruch atah Hashem, you make the bracha al mitzvah tefillin, and then you quickly attach it, and you say Baruch Hashem kved machus aleinu vaad on that. That's what the Prima Gadim is talking about. I'm Prima Gadim. A time, and the reason, as I just mentioned, she'etzarech lemer baruch shem kol achusel alavod, is because when b'nei sheyesh ksas safek bebracha zois, there's somewhat of a safek if this is supposed to be said or not. When b'nei sheyesh safek bebracha zois, because there's a bracha, it is a safek, and this bracha lachen yesh gam kein safek im shemei yane amen or like. It's also a question if anybody should say amen, just like I may not have been supposed to say in this bracha, so people weren't maybe not supposed to say amen either. And therefore, al kein nirli toiv levarech bracha zois belachesh. So now a person should say the mitzvah on the bracha on the arm. He should say loud, so people should say amen. But when he's saying the bracha to put on his tefillin shel rosh, he should say it quietly so that no one should hear him to have to say amen for his bracha, because which again it's a suffix whether or not this is supposed to be said. After he puts on the tefillin of his on his head, so now he puts on the middle finger, he puts on the from the ritzu that's on the arm that was hanging down until now, he puts now on three times. On his middle finger, achas beperkam tzoy, once on the middle knuckle part, the part that's from the middle part of the knuckle, the ach ushtayim beperkat achton, and the two on the part that's closest to the hand, that part of the finger. And we say during that, while we're doing that, we say the words ve'erastich li la'olam, ve'erastich li b'tzedek v'mishu v'techetz v'rachmim, ve'erastich li b'emun v'yodat es Hashem. Three psukim that talk about that Hashem has an erusin, has a marriage to the Yidden. The Yidden are the wife, Hashem is the husband, and ve'erastich is lashon nekeva, that the Eibishter took us as a wife. While putting it around the finger, it's in a way signifying that the way that a chassan would give a ring to a kala, and we're putting that around our finger. Another pshat in the reason why we put it around our finger. Yashakayach, and have a great day.